I'd like to call the Board of Water and Natural Resources, the May 4th meeting, 2021, to order today. Let's start off with a roll call. Brenda, please call the roll.
Adam?
Here.
Bernhard? Gunnerk?
Here.
Johnson?
Here.
Jones?
Here.
Lanning?
Here.
Soholt?
Here. I'd like to welcome everyone participating in today's teleconference. We call one meeting on all night. This meeting is streaming live on SB.net, a service of SB Public Broadcasting. For the benefit of our online listeners, I request that all participants please identify themselves when speaking during the meeting. Participants should also remember to unmute their microphones when speaking. The meeting is also being recorded, and the audio will be available online following the meeting. To find the audio recording online, do a web search for South Dakota Boards and Commissions portal. Follow the link and select the name of the board. Item number 3, approve the agenda.
No changes to the agenda, but Todd, did you just join us?
Yes, I did.
All right, thank you.
Sorry I was late.
No problem.
No problem. Probably buy lunch next time.
Okay.
Do we have a motion to approve the agenda?
So moved, Gunnerk.
Jones.
The motion has been made and seconded to approve the agenda. Is there any further discussion? Hearing none, all in favor with an aye, opposed, nay. Brenda, please call the roll.
Adam?
Aye.
Bernhard?
Aye.
Gunnerk?
Aye.
Johnson?
Aye.
Jones?
Aye.
Lanning?
Aye.
Soholt?
Aye. Motion carried. Public comment period. This is where we have provided the listeners a chance to make any comments they would like to make at this time. Do we have any public comments? Hearing none, moving on to item number 5. Mike.
Chairman Johnson, members of the board, or Chairman Soholt, members of the board, excuse me. The board has had contracts with the 6 planning districts across the states to do SRF applications and administration of the program, and also to do Davis-Bacon compliance monitoring. With each intended use plan and omnibus bill, the board annually allocates funds for this purpose to the planning districts. In June 23rd of 2016, the board entered into a joint powers agreement with all 6 of the planning districts, but the one to Southeast Council of Governments was for $589,000, and with the last go around of applications in March and some things that are coming up, they're going to exceed that $589,000. And the way we pay that, for as a refresher, is we pay, they get $3,000 on board approval of an application, $3,000 for the first draw, and $3,000 for the final draw. And then with the Davis-Bacon monitoring, they get $550 on the first draw of a loan. And then when we get the Davis-Bacon, all the documentation back. So again, Southeast Council had a lot of applications in March, and they're going to exceed that. So we have prepared a first amendment to the joint powers agreement with the Southeastern Council of Governments to put an additional $54,600 under agreement, and this will increase their joint powers agreement to $643,600. I would note that all of the planning districts' joint powers agreements will expire as of June 30th of this year. So at our June board meeting, we will be having an item on the agenda to approve joint powers agreements to the 6 planning districts. And again, Southeast Council was the only one that had exceeded the amount that we did put under agreement in 2016. So the staff recommendation is to approve the First Amendment to the Joint Powers Agreement with the Southeast Council of Governments for SRF loan application and administration and Davis-Bacon monitoring. And I will stand by for any questions.
Do we have a motion?
Bernhard was so moved.
Second, Bernhard.
A motion has been made and seconded. Is there any questions or additional discussion? Hearing none, all in favor with an aye, opposed, nay. Reverend, please call the roll.
Adam?
Aye.
Bernhard?
Aye.
Gunnerk?
Aye.
Johnson?
Aye.
Jones?
Aye.
Lanning?
Aye.
Sokol?
Aye. Motion carried. Thank you. Moving on to item number 6, Tyler.
Chairman Sokol, members of the board. On April 27th, 2020,
old habits die hard on that chairman.
$190,000 drinking water SRF loan to construct a new 750,000 gallon
don't say
due to increased cost of materials, the loan was not sufficient to cover the actual cost.
I've been trying not to say chairman even.
On March 30th, 2021, DANR received a letter from the City of Volga requesting that the CWSRF loan C462046-01 be amended to include an additional $910,000 to cover the increased project cost. This increase will bring the total of the drinking water SRF loan to $3.7 million. Volga is establishing a usage surcharge of 92.6 cents per 1,000 gallons, which will bring their rate up to $24.10 based on 5,000 gallons. Staff's recommendation is to rescind Resolution 2020-52, which awarded the original drinking water SRF loan and awarded $3.7 million drinking water SRF loan at 2.125% for 30 years.
He's right. They asked for a...
Do we have a motion?
It's in the left.
So moved, Gunnerk.
Second, Lanning.
We have a motion and a second. Is there any additional discussion?
Yes, I have a question. This is Gunnerk. What does that do to the amount of money you have to set aside or increase on a monthly basis to make the payment? I don't see that anywhere in the information. You know what I'm
asking for the difference.
Can you repeat that, Dr. Gunnerk?
Pardon?
What's he looking?
And the difference between what it was and what their surcharges.
The question is, has to do, you know, they have to set aside money or increase fee, their fee every month in order to pay, make payments on this loan.
Dr. Gunnerk, this is Dave. due to the fact that they had gone with a usage surcharge, they had not established what they were going to put in for the first surcharge, so we have nothing to compare it to say this is the increase as a result.
It's going to be somewhat of a wash, though, because we're adding 10 years of term.
This surcharge will cost us.
Yeah.
Does that influence our decision, not knowing that amount?
This is Jameson from the City of Volga as well, City Administrator. I can try to provide some perspective towards that. As you see with our rates are quite low, and knowing that we've had a few water projects coming up that were identified within a system study done in 2015, we've gradually increased our rates over the last few years, knowing that we'd be splitting off some of those rates to create these surcharges. Moving from the 20-year to the 30-year loan, it covers most of the costs, and then we were looking at slightly higher surcharges being broken off. But our rate study and the analysis from our engineering firm confirms that we will have sufficient revenues to have the 110% coverage for the loan.
Okay, thank you.
Yep, and I just want to thank everybody here as well for, you know, doing this meeting, which you usually wouldn't have done. We really appreciate the flexibility.
Very good. Thank you. Are there any
Mr. Chairman,
comments?
Mr. Jones will abstain on this vote.
Trent's on the phone for Chancellor if you need to.
Okay.
Thank you. Are there any additional comments or questions? Okay, hearing none. All in favor with an aye, opposed nay. Brenda, please call the roll.
Adam?
Aye.
Bernhard?
Aye.
Gnerk?
Aye.
Johnson?
Aye.
Lanning?
Aye.
Soholk?
Aye. Motion carried. Item number 7, Drew.
Drew Houston, DANR here. Good afternoon, Chairman Soholk, members of the board. On March 25th of 2021, the City of Yankton was awarded a $3,500,000 loan to make improvements to its wastewater treatment facility. This project included 11 construction projects and the development of a collection system and wastewater treatment system master plan. Due to the increased cost of materials and expected rising cost estimates, it is anticipated that additional funding will be necessary to complete this project. On March 31, 2021, DANR received a letter from the City of Yankton requesting that the CWSRF loan B461038-05 be amended to include an additional $1 million to cover rising costs. This increase will bring the total of the Clean Water SRF loan to $4.5 million. For your information, Yankton also received a $6,458,400 Economic Development Authority grant to fund this project. Staff recommendation is to rescind resolution number 2021-39, which awarded the original Clean Water SRF loan and award a $4,500,000 Clean Water SRF loan at 2% for 20 years. Staff analysis indicates the coverage of 230% will be achieved based on the current rate of $45.22 per 5,000 gallons. This loan is contingent upon the borrower adopting a bond resolution and the resolution becoming effective. If there are any questions, I can do my best to answer them.
Do we have a motion to follow the staff recommendation?
So moved, Gennard, approved.
Second, Jones.
Motion has been made and seconded. Are there any additional questions or discussion at this time? Hearing none, Brenda, please call the roll.
Adam?
Aye.
Bernhard?
Aye.
Gnerk?
Aye.
Johnson?
Aye.
Jones?
Aye.
Lanning?
Aye.
Soholk?
Aye. Motion carried. Thank you. Item 7.1. Mike.
Chairman Soholk, members of the board, in March, the board awarded Chancellor a $2,288,000 drinking water SRF loan that included $2,050,000 of principal forgiveness. This is for a project to replace water lines. One of the contingencies put upon the award was the department receiving the 2021 Drinking Water State Revolving Fund Capitalization Grant. Usually, it's very rare that we have a community that receives funding in March and is ready to go in May, but this was not the case for Chancellor. So we do not have the 2021 drinking water loan, and we don't really expect that we will have it any earlier than July. So Chancellor is ready to get this project going. In fact, it's going to bid tomorrow. So Andy and I tried to put our thinking caps on and try to find a way to allow this project to proceed as planned. And we tried to look and see if we had enough prior years principal forgiveness from earlier cap grants, and we did not. So our solution to this was to change the loan amount and provide a $100,000 consolidated grant. So the staff recommendation is to rescind resolution 2021-15 and re-award Chancellor a $2.188 drinking water state revolving fund with 89.2% of principal forgiveness, not to exceed $1,950,000 and award a consolidated grant for 4.4% of eligible costs, not to exceed $100,000. The loan will be at the same rate and term as before, which is 1.875% for 30 years. And this award will be contingent upon the borrower adopting a bond resolution and the resolution becoming effective, and contingent upon the borrower establishing a surcharge at a level sufficient to provide the required debt coverage. And again, we are removing the contingency about the 2021 receiving the cap grant. There will also be a special condition to the consolidated grant, and that is grant funds will be drawn concurrently with the Clean Water State Revolving Fund loan awarded for this project. So if there's any questions, I will stand by. I got confused because I made so many changes on this thing.
Do we have a motion to follow staff recommendations?
So moved, Gennert. Second, Bernhard.
The motion has been made and seconded. Is there any additional discussion at this time? Hearing none, Brenda, please call the roll.
Adam?
Aye.
Bernhard?
Aye.
Gennert?
Aye.
Johnson?
Aye.
Jones?
Aye.
Lanning?
Aye.
And Soholt?
Aye. Motion carries. Is there any other items to bring forward, Mike?
No, we have none, Chairman. I appreciate everybody taking the time today to make themselves available so we could get this business done. I would like to note, though, that the finance officer from Chancellor wanted to be on the line to answer any questions, but he's not feeling well today, but he did send us a very nice email thanking us to make this happen so they can get their project underway. So that's it for me.
Very good. Do we have a motion to adjourn?
So moved.
So moved.
We are adjourned. Thank you very much for all of your time and all of the hard work by the staff.